Kingston has been bracing itself for the impact of the trade war between Canada and the U.S. So far, the city has assembled a tariff working group, implemented procurement countermeasures, and started a Shop Local campaign. Kingston-based businesses and organizations have been doing their part to prepare, keep themselves afloat, and support each other during these uncertain times. CEO of the Kingston Chamber of Commerce, Karen Cross, spoke with CFRC about what she's heard from their members and what the Chamber of Commerce has been doing to support local business. I was wondering if you could speak to just some of the ways you foresee this impacting local businesses and what you've heard from your membership base so far.
Well, so far, we are hearing a number of different stories where some of our membership have already, and we're proactive in sourcing different product lines for their businesses, looking for sources overseas for different parts that they needed for machineries, those types of things, different product lines for hairdressers, for example, finding their product lines in Canada versus shipping in from the States. So there's been some proactive work going on, and there's still existing work going on looking for the different nuances that they might need for their businesses that aren't, they're having taking more time to source. But I think everyone is really stepping up. They are being very resilient and looking for other options for their products. If they need something from the States, then maybe they can find that in Canada. I have some manufacturers who have found parts that they needed in Europe, and they've been very proactive and started this early on in the year, thinking that they knew what could potentially happen with the new leadership on the American side. So they have been very proactive in pulling products from other sources to stabilize their businesses and continue to move forward as successfully as they can.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could also speak to the scope of the impact. Is this almost every business in your membership that's seeing a big change?
Yeah, I would say it does affect most businesses. So everyone within our business sector has been affected to some degree, some more than others, like manufacturing more, the auto industry, retail, those types of businesses have been more affected. Construction, of course, is affected, which we have a large contingency of folks in that sector. Energy, as well as another challenge that potentially is going to come down the pipe. Some is more immediate than others. So it is vastly different for one member or another member what the challenges look like.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, a lot of your membership is being proactive and already seeking out their own ways of working around these tumultuous times. But what has the Chamber been working on so far to mitigate the impact?
What we've been working on is providing them with the resources to find those other alternatives for their product lines and to be able to connect more frequently. And that's one of the things we did here in a survey, is that they wanted to be able to connect more regularly with other business owners. So what we've done is we have two monthly events that we're already hosting called Coffee and Connections and Chamber on Tap. And what we've done is we've opened that up to anyone in the business community who wants to attend at no cost. So there's no barriers for folks to be able to come and interact with their peers across the city. So that's really been very helpful. And we have seen the uptick in people attending these events. So that's been great. We have one coming up this Thursday. So I'm sure we will see even more new faces at that event this week. So I think that's one of the things we've been working on, to try and connect businesses more frequently. We have set up a web page on our website that keeps people up to date on everything from, you know, what the trade agreements are looking like, what policy changes are happening, where they might find some government supports available to offset some of the tariff impacts. So that's all available for them as well. We are also working collaboratively with the Ontario Chamber of Commerce and the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, so we can engage at both the provincial and federal levels on seeking whatever release we can find there to help protect our local businesses, particularly those, again, in industries that are being more affected by the tariffs. So we have done that. We've also launched a Shop Local initiative, where you'll see we are doing video clips of our membership throughout the city and posting that up to help remind people to shop local and to support our local economy. So those are some of the small things that we're doing to try and help recognize that if we need to support our economy, and to do that, we need to support our local businesses.
While these are uncertain times, Cross reported that the business community has been taking the challenge in stride.
I think the energy right now is resilience. They are resilient, and they're looking at ways that they can improve their business practices. So when things like this happen again in the future, if they do happen in the future, that they're already prepared. They already have a game plan in place. So looking at their business plans and being really proactive in how they're looking at their business as they go forward. So I think it's really about optimism and resiliency and how to better prepare for the future.
Cross also noted that Kingston business owners have been ahead of the curve and finding new opportunities to thrive in the current climate.
Well, I found some of them were really what struck me. We had one gentleman in the manufacturing field who, as soon as President Trump was elected, not even before he became power, he already started to source products overseas. So he started to product source like in October, November of last year. So he was ahead of the game. Well, that is really proactive. I was really impressed with him being that forward thinking. We've had a couple of our members who have really excelled during this period. And one of them is Swish Cleaning. They have their Canadian-owned, family-owned business since 1956. And their sales have just continued to climb because people have now converted over to Canadian products for their cleaning. So they've done really, really well. And another company, Fabcut, who was very proactive early on before the actual tariffs actually hit, and they were sourcing what the products that they needed overseas. So they had no delays in their productivity of their products. So it was like just people thinking ahead and thinking, okay, here's what I'm going to start to really market to our local community that we can do this.
Kingston organizations have been all hands on deck to support local business. With the Chamber of Commerce, Kingston Economic Development, Kingston Accommodation Partners, the Downtown Kingston BIA, and Tourism Kingston teaming up. Cross provided an update on what the five organizations have been working on.
The five of us meet every other week right now and more in between if needed, depending on what's happening. So Economic Development, Tourism Kingston, Kingston Accommodation Partners, and the Downtown and Business Association, as well as ourselves, are meeting on a regular basis so that we can be supporting each other's membership base, as well as having different nuggets of information that we can share that someone else may have gotten something sooner than we did, and just being able to share and support from the tourism aspect of things. They're looking at, you know, wanting to drive more traffic locally, and they've changed their campaigns to truly target the Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto marketplace to draw those folks into our economy for the tourism season. So we're really working hand in hand to be able to support that, working with economic development on different seminars, webinars that can help support our membership bases to have more knowledge to be able to support their businesses.
Once again, that was Karen Cross, CEO of the Kingston Chamber of Commerce, on how the Kingston business community has been stepping up. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.